just wool, so it's also chatzah flying. But the moment you pull out the strip of linen, so then the whole jacket is heter, is not flying. So at this stage, at this point, the Gemara assumed that actually sechta is muta. So if actually sechta is muta, so that means that what is osea, it's only osea, the combination is osea. But the moment one component is pulled out from the other component, is separated from the other component, so then each component becomes hetagomo, just like lie. So once you pull out the strip of linen, so the whole jacket is hetagomo. So here too, so that's why the Gemara asked at this point, if there was no stirring, no covering, so there was no retake, so mimele, that means that the cholov doesn't travel from this chatiche and the other chatiche. So what travels? Just particles of bosa travel. Let's say ichame. The bosor itself is shomei. So it can travel all the way, but just particles of bosor travel into the other chatiche. And the particles of bosor isolated and detached from the particles of cholov. So that's like the piece of linen that is pulled out from the jacket of wool. So it's at a gomo. Anyone can use it and can use it as a baguette. So here too, that's the Gemara. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that actually sechta is osea, so then the Gemara wouldn't say mivla bola miflat lipolat. Because true that the cholov is not niflet, but the particles of bosa themselves are the essence of isea. And as long as particles of bosa do travel from this chatiche and this chatiche, so the chatiche becomes osea. So if it's not shomein, so the other chatiche will only become osa kedinitile. If it is shomein, so the other chatiche will become osa vikule. Alright. So that is alright. But the question is, how does he explain? Now let's finish the shach. V'yochliyis. So and then he says, V'yochliyis shegam risha b'mordechai v'sefer atrum u'shor poskim sevim kein v'lo yivu raya rak lishor yisurim machshmai tzeliti pascholov dikoma b'shas mivla bola mifla polet mikamed haves al gnaitor dichtichan asnevele v'avigu v'isa. So he says that the sefer atrum does not necessarily have to agree with the shittes Rashi. I mean, the Shach cannot doubt that the Rashi shita certainly is that by Bosa B'cholov, so that Bosa B'cholov, a echtiche of Bosa that absorbed Cholov, if it is boiled in contact with Heter, so that it assers the Heter, because the Rashi says in so many words, it doesn't asser. So the Shach is only saying, in connection with the Sifra Trumo and the Risha B'Mordechai. So he says that the Risha B'Mordechai and the Sifra Trumo also agree that if Echtichas Cholov, the Echtichas Bosor, that absorbed Cholov, was boiled in contact with Echtichas Etea, so the Echtichas Etea becomes Osa. Even though Balua is not Yetzei, but who is interested in the Yetzei of the Balua, of the Cholov, the particles of Bosa themselves, since we pass actually Sechta Osa, I is a Hefza of Isa, and the particles of Bosa do travel, but the Risha B'Mordechai and the Sifra Trumo have reference to other Isur. They have reference, let's say, to a case of Ichtich has Bosa that absorbed Chel, or Ichtich has Bosa that absorbed Nevel. So, and then that chtichas boso that absorbed chilef or absorbed nevel al de bishl, so was boiled in contact with the chtichas eter. So the Risha B'Mordechai and Sifra Truma say the chtichas eter doesn't become osar at all, not even kidinitile. Why? Because in Balua Yetzei Biloi Reitev. So he mentions the raya from the Gemara of boso b'cholov. And the Sefer HaTrumah and the Rishon Mordechai understood that the Gemara said they are even in connection with Basar B'Cholov. Mivla Bola Mifli Polad, because at that point the Gemara assumed that Efshar Isichta is Muta. But once the Gemara comes to the conclusion Efshar Isichta is Osea, then by Basar B'Cholov, even though it's Mivla Bola Mifla Tloi Polad, but who cares that Cholov is not Niflat, but particles of Basar can be Niflat. So he mentions it Ligabi Shoz. This is what he says. ויוכל יהיה שגמרי שבמות להם סיבה תרום משור פוסקים סיבן כן ולא הביאו ראי רק לשור איסור עם החשמה יצא לי טיפה סחולוב דיקומה בשעס מבלה בולה מבלה טיפולת מכמד אבס על כדאי תו דכתיכן הסנבלה ועל גוף היסה ואף שמערי בקסובו והגוי שהרדור אלו הבין כן מדבריהם בו דמערי יונדסטו דרי שבמות החי אין סיבה תרום או איזה גרינג with the שיטס רשבו all right. So that was the Marie's understanding of the Rishon B'Mordechai Sefer HaTrumah. But he says, the Shach says, that the Rishon B'Mordechai and the Sefer HaTrumah do not necessarily have to agree with the Shittas Rashi. But the Shach cannot deny that L'chol HaPoch is the Rashi. L'chol HaPoch is the Rashi. The Rashi Shita is that even after the Maskon of the Gemara, that the Halacha is actually Sechta, is Osea, but it doesn't mean that once Cholov unites with Boso, so each component by itself is the Heftz of Iser. No, the Heftz of Iser is by Klaim. In other words, the combination, the synthesis. But by Klaim, so there is no such thing as remnant of Iser. But by Boso B'Cholov, even though the Heftz of Iser consists in the synthesis, but in view of the fact that as long as each component existed in a state of synthesis with the other component, so everything was an integral part of the Heftz of Iser, so even after you separate one component from the other, each component remains Oser as a remnant of Iser. But as a remnant of Iser, so that in itself remains Oser. Because it was Osar at one time, so it means Osar Lelom Voed. But it cannot ask us something else for Tam Kiik. That's the Shita of the Rashi. V'chayi li dvorai shebismak, kosav gam ken divreri, upirish marash tain dvorov, דו עדין דינים לבוס בכל אובי איסך מבנבילה, אין שום, ובישב ההיסיק המרש בזה, שלוי כדס, ודייק, וכן פוסק ביסבטה, סייף כלל חופטס, דיביבוס בכל אוב חושב איסה מגופי, אף לין זה, ומקום מוקים נראה, דאין לעשר יסה מרדי נחתילה, כיוון דיבלה ווחי קיימלון, דאין איסה חם איסר, יתה חם, בלוי ריטיב, יעיסה מרדי נטילה, אל דנמח מרינו מטעם דין לא נופקין, בין כוחוש לשומעין, ובחי גב נלך מילך, מי שכוספתי, וכן פוסק בסבטה, תכתיך הסבוסה שבו לחולוב, ונוגו בכתיך החרס, צורך קליפה, וקליפה לדף כאלו נטילה, שוב מצוסי בסבטה, של מרשל שניצוסו לובלין, כוסף שם הגויס משל שהיבי עד הרבה ראי אמפיריקו הבוסו דיקה בבוסו בחולו ויסרס חתיך חוות בלוי ראיתיו סונדו אצלך משל עם סלפוס חייזיה וכוסף שם שכים פוסק מירי ורבי הגוי ואין שם סונדו אצל so but this has to be explained so what does the שח say the שח says that according to Maskon of Gemara that חתיך הנעסיס נבלה that Tichanas and actually Sechta is Osea, so then the Gemara wouldn't say Mivla Bola Miflatli Polat. True Miflatli Polat, but it's not important because the moment the Cholov dropped on the Tichanas Boso, so the particles of Boso became the Heftz of Isa. So mainly the particles of Boso can Asa, but those particles of Boso can only Asa the other chatiche that they are in contact with, kedei nitile. But they cannot ask the chatiche that they are in contact with completely. Why not? Because in order, here is a difficulty in the shach. So the shach says that einon upkin only applies to a case of two isurim. of I mean of Ichtichas Iser, that is also Mitzadatzme. And Ichtichas Eter, and Ichtichas Eter, and it's Kochush, Lifim Ares Hayim. So we say, Enu Nipkim, we consider them as Shomei. So if we consider them as Shomei, so how does it Aser? It Asers Bichule. Not only Kide Nitile, it Asers Bichule. Masheim came Ligabi the Aloche of Ein Bolua Yeitzi Bilereitei. So they will require what kind of shamnunis? A higher degree of shamnunis, excessively shamnunis. So mainly we are not stupid, we are not keen, but we are not stupid. So something that appears to our senses as kochush legamre cannot be mistaken with something that is excessively shamnunis. So in other words, so since it appears to us to be kochush legamre, we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe it's excessively shomim. That I can understand. But the question is, the Shach assumes that the pshat in Chtichanasis Nevele and actually Sechti Yosef is that once Cholov combines with Boso, so then each component by itself becomes a Chetzoviz. Even when it's detached and isolated from the other component. Not like the Rajbo. So Mimele, the question is, true that in order that the Bolua should be Eitzim Ichticha Lichticha, we require excessive shamanism. And Cholov is certainly, beyond the shadow of a doubt, not excessively shaman. That goes without saying. Fine. But Bosor itself, but the Boso particles themselves are a Hefze of Iser. The Boso particles themselves are a Hefze Iser. So Mimele, and we Pasken, we say that since we are not Pkim, so anything, even something that appears Kochush, is to be considered substantially Shomim. So that it should be Mifapeya B'chol Achtichem. So if the Shachet assume that the Boso particles by themselves do not constitute the essence of Iser, and the essence of Iser consists in the synthesis, then we could understand. But the Shach is establishing the proposition that according to Maskone of the Gemore, so once Cholov united with Boso, it united for one moment with Boso, then each component by itself, it becomes the essence of Isa. So Mimele, why does he say, Umikomo kim nire, dein lesa yesem adein itile? In other words, if, let's say, milk spilled on echticha of bosor, it spilled on echticha of bosor, and it gave tam that echticha of bosor, then I took it out from the pot, and I boiled it in the oven, together with echticha seta. So he says, Mikomo kim nire, both chtiches appear kochush, the Maras Haina. But Einon Pkim, so he says, because of Einon Pkim, so that even though Einon Pkim, so he says, it only asas this chtiches etah kedei nitile. It doesn't aser the whole thing. Why? Because Ein Bolua Yeitzi B'Lereitei. But why is the aloche, what kind of bailing does the aloche of Ein Bolua Yeitzi B'Lereitei have here? It would have relevance if the Shach had assumed that the Boso particles are not the Hefetz of Isa. So in order to answer this Chatiche, it would be necessary that the Cholov should spread. So we say, in order that the Cholov should come out, it must be excessively Shomim. So even though we are not keen, but we are not stupid, Cholov is certainly not excessively Shomim. But in view of the fact that the Shach assumes that according to Maskon of the Gemara that actually Sichti Yoseh, so the Boso particles become a Hefze of Iseh. And as far as the Boso particles are not Bolua. But if the Boso particles are Shomein, are substantially Shomein, then they can travel in the whole Chatiche. If they are not substantially Shomein, so then they can only travel Kedenitile. But we say, Einon Pkim, and we have to anticipate the possibility that the bosa particles are substantially shomei. True, the cholov particles are not excessively shomei, so they cannot come out, even one droplet cannot come out. But who cares about the cholov particles not coming out? The bosa particles, we are cheshish, that maybe the bosa particles are substantially shomei. So, if they are substantially shomein, they are capable of spreading in the whole chatiche. So why does Shach say that it only asks kenetile? That's the difficulty. So the primigodim refers you to what he says in Simen Tzadik Beis. And in Simen Tzadik Beis he says that even though the Shach shite is that wants the cholof united with the bosa, so then even the bosa particles become osa machmas atzmei, but it's still not considered as osa machmas atzmei completely. We have to understand, I mean, what does it mean? So it seems to me that the pshat in the shach is the following. Now, it's true that according to the shach, so the aloche of efshal isichte yoseh implies that once cholof unites with bosa, so the bosa particles themselves, even when it's detached from the other component, are a heftzovisa. So memele, if they are heftzovisa, so what kind of a heftzovisa is it? What is it? Bosa cholof. In other words, it's physically, it's only bosa. It does not have the bosa particles come out from this chatiche into this chatiche, but the whole of particles not. So physically, it's only boso. But legally, what kind of a heftze is it? A heftze of boso becholof. Now, and in order to ask this chatiche seter, how can it ask a midraise? On the basis of Tam Kikya. So this chatiche, which is a heftze of boso becholof, can aser midraise this chatiche if it will give a tam of it will give a tam in this chatiche. Now, in view of the fact, so if let's say the cholof had been excessively shomein, then together with the particles of boso, particles of cholof would come out from this chatiche into that chatiche. So then they would be capable. So the particles of boso together with the particles cholof might be capable of giving a tam cholof in this chatiche, in the chatiche beheta. But in as much as to enable the particles of cholof to come out from this chatiche into that chatiche, the particles of cholof must be excessively shamei. And even though we're in on the pkim, but we are sure of one thing, that excessively shamei they're not the particles of cholof. So the particles cholof will remain in the interior of this chatiche. Not a mashu, not one droplet, not even a fraction of a droplet of cholof will come out from this chatiche into this chatiche, even though they are in contact with each other in the oven by way of tzvi. So they will not come out. So memele, how can this chatiche become osa midraise? How can it become osa midraise? On the basis of Tam Kikya. What does Tam Kikya mean? Tam Kikya means that if the Isa gives the Tam Isa in the heter, so the heter becomes osa. But here, it's Ligohu Aten Mimi Mine. There is no Tam Kikya by Mimi Mine. Why? Because the heter had the same tam as the isar anyway. Here, this is this bosor and that is bosor. This is echtichas bosor that absorbed cholof. And this is echtichas bosor that did not absorb cholof. But it's the same meat, it has the same tam. Mam is the same. So how can this chatiche become oser, even though we are anticipating the possibility that the particles of bosor are substantially shomei? Mimele, the particles of bosor, minute particles of bosor, can be niflet from this chatiche and al ditzli be absorbed by this chatiche. But will it change the tam in any way? No. Because it has, if the cholof could, together with the particles of bosor, come out, so then it could change the tam. so that this Chticha Seter would acquire a Tam Cholov. But since there is no Reitiv, and it goes, and it is admittedly not excessively Shomei, the particles of Cholov. So Mimele, the particles of Cholov will remain harnessed, they will not come out. What will come out from this chatiche and be absorbed by this chatiche? Particles of bosor. So no matter how many particles of bosor will come out, as shomein as the particles of bosor might be, so, but they will are incapable of giving a tam of cholov in this bosor. What kind of a tam can they give? A tam bosor? It has a tam bosor anyway. So how could there be a niser? How could there be a niser of bosor b'chol? In order that this chatiche should become oser, so it must become oser on the basis of tam ki iker. So bishleime, if the cholof would be mifapeya, the cholof could come out, the particles of cholof could come out together with particles of boso from this chatiche into that chatiche, so then a tam cholof could be affected in this chatiche. So for tam ki iker, this chatiche could become osa. But the particles of cholof are harnessed. They couldn't come out. Not a mashu could come out. What will come out from this chatiche? Particles of boso. So what is the effect of the particles of boso being absorbed by this chatiche? Will it change the time of this chatiche? It will not change the time in any way. So Memele, there cannot be any din of tam ki iker. So this chatiche does not become osa. So this chatiche does not become osa. This chatiche does not become osa. So then you ask, so why should it aser kedinitile? So why should it asa kedinitile? The answer is, kedinitile, it can be nivra so much a concentration. You see that the Mechaber paskens in the Rashba Shite that when chatiche is shomein and it spreads throughout the chatiche, so then even if it has shishim, if the other chatiche is gigantic chatiche and has shishim, but we still have to be natural as we came. Why? Because in the area of junction there is such a concentration of blie that it's considered, as the Taz explains it, it's considered. So Memele, it's possible that at the point of junction, there is such a concentration of blie from the particles of boso, from this chatiche, being absorbed in the area of junction, in this chatiche, that you don't even have rov. So Memele, you don't have to resort to the aloha of tam ki iker. When, as Reb Chaim says, when do we have to resort to the aloch of tam ki iker, and tam ki iker is a new aloche, if you have rov? So Memele, there should be bit. But there is aloch of tam ki iker, that prevents bit. But if you don't have rov, you don't have to resort to tam ki iker. So as far as the area of junction is concerned, there is such a concentration. There is such a concentration of blie, and especially if we anticipate that the chomein, so there is even a greater concentration of blie because it's chomein. So in the area of junction, there is such a concentration of blie that there might not even be rov in the area of junction against the particles of boso that are nivra in the chticha safeta. So Memele, too, it couldn't give it tam because the tam is the same anyway. But if there is no rov, so Memele becomes osa without recourse to tam kikya. Mashein can be beyond the area of junction. Beyond the area of junction. So there you don't have a concentration of blie. So you certainly have rov beyond the area of junction. But if the cholov would be excessively shomein, then together with the particles of boso, particles of cholov would also come out from this chatiche into this chatiche to an extent of giving itam cholov in the chatiche of boso the heter. But in view of the fact that cholov is definitely not excessively shomei. So why should the whole chaticha be beyond the area of junction? Why should it become osa? This is the pshat. This is the pshat in the shach. All right. Now, on Sunday, I would like to start early and first give the shiur in Shabbos, and after that to have a shiur. I would like to finish on Sunday. I don't know whether I'll succeed, but I would like to finish Simen Kufay, because after all, I mean, this is a very difficult shach. I mean, and the other shachs, except for Sif Lamed, the other shachs are not complicated, you see. Except Sif Lamed is very complicated, you see. There is a Rab Kveige and so on. Anyway, if you want to understand this inyan, this simen, so you should go over the Rab Chaim, Amacholet Asuras. I didn't mention the whole Rab Chaim because then I'll have to take away so much time. But Rab Chaim discusses something else there too. That's the Rab Chaim and the Rambam in Pirik Tes Milchas Macholes Asures Halochetes. Ches. Afilu Mitzvu Biyachat. Hodich Tichasisa Riseres Havat Mizoso Davki Shisur Machmas Atzmo. Genevelu Ibosa Bechol. Avu Ein Bo Yisrael Mashibolo Mokmachir In Yisrael Sacheres Amigazbo. אפילו ניצלו יחד. במה דבר אמורים כשבולו איסה שאין מפפיה? אבל בולו מן הדבורם המפפים בטיבו. כי אין שום אין איסרס חוותו. בין בצלי, בין בנידה, זו בזו, חם וחם. ואפילו ניצלו ביחד. So if it's also a machmasat, if it's not also a machmasat, but machmas abalua shebiseichel in the seres acheres anigaz ba'adol. In other words, because it does, even if mashu doesn't come out. Oh, but if the balua is ishomei, so then it does come out. Afilu im nitzlo biyachat. V'chein posak arav v'tiras chatos. V'hit posak shom b'shem yisav heter. D'milich ha'shov v'nitzli. V'zeo yisheni. B'simoni tiras chatos shom. Hod echticha yiseres chavot b'ngiye davke shisiro machmas atzim. אבל חתיכה שנסרו מייסר על דיבליה אין ייסרס בנגיוסו אפילו ניצלו אינים לכו יחד והנה מילה דיבולה מייסר שנמפפיה אבל דיבולה מייסר המפפיה איסר בנגיוסו וכבר כוספתי בסיף קוטן של לפני זה דידה עזרה וייסר והתר דיאף וגבדו מחלקינו מכוח של שומי היינה בגוף הדובו אבל מה שנסר על דיבליה לנחמה כולה ינדה לשח סד that this whole principle, Einon Pkim, and we have to treat everything as a shomei, so that's only but that which is osa machmas bliye, so we don't say that we are not Pkim. Why? Because in order that one thing that is osa machmas atzmei should be mifapeya into another thing, into heter, all we need is substantially shami. But in order that the belua should travel, we need excessively shami. Now, so we are not kim, so it's hard for us, it's difficult for us to determine the borderline between that which is substantially shami and that which is not substantially shami. But we certainly are in a position to determine what is excessively shomen, what is not excessively shomen. ונחנו כלי, ומוך השום בתירס חטוס, דידם לחושי פיסה מפפיה, לעניין זה, וכן מבואה בכמה דוחת, בשעס ופוסקים, דידם אין מפפיה, והנה דקיימו לו בכל דוחת גם בדם לשעיה בשישים, מטעם דו מחלקים לו בין כוחו של שומי, וכמריקוס הברב, בספטס, מכל מוקים היחד האחתיך בלויה מדם, אין ניסר השוע האחתיך סלמליך אצלי, ומכל מוקים, נראה דהיין דווקא, שנים לך ועודך כדיני והקים בו לדם וכדיסה בסבהתה בחי גם לי יצא מכתיך לכתיך על דמליך וצליה אבל בוסו because it's below aval boso shall nim la khadain ve yesh be dam shel atsmei so then it's not considered the dam is not considered as below then it's dam that you can see with your eyes so that's not below so that is yeitze poshut bi shazu kha poskim she isa bim likhu tsli u khosh nis boya u mashal bi isa bi isa ve vi sifre per gano she kosa vidav kim shni dvorim yevishim khamim al dibishul קנו לנוחה, אבל בצליה הוא מליחה, אמרינו נשפיה, ומפפי המכתיחה לתתיחה לדידון, אפילו בייסה שאין לשמי, ועל תשגיח בדברי הטור שכוסה דאפילו בצליה אין איסה בלרטיב, וסביר לידיו בצלי אין מפפיה. עד כאן דבר, in other words, the משל שיטי is, וצלי has the same din, and that was mentioned already, that the צלי has the same din as bish, In other words, so even if it's not Jomein, so it's Mifapeya and it asers Bikurei. So, but, when do we say, that's a Gemara Miforeshes, that if you have, in a pot, you have a number of Chatiches, and then, and the uppermost Chaticha is above the level of the Reitev, above the level of the Reitev, so then, if Isa falls on the uppermost Chaticha, so then it's not Mifapeya. So that, In such a case, the mashal is made that's a gemara mefureshes in kol aboso, that it cannot be mifapeya if there is no rating. Because over there, since it's in a pot and it's not exposed to the fire, so it couldn't be mifapeya without rating. With rating, it could be mifapeya even though it's not exposed to the fire, it's in a pot. Because of the reitev. But if the uppermost chaticha is above the level of the reitev, and it's in a pot, so the pot is mafsik between the fire and the chatiches, and there is no reitev, so then it's not mifapeya. Masheinkin vitzli, so even without reitev, but tzli means it's exposed to the fire. It's open, it faces the fire. When the chatiches face the fire, so we don't have to resort to reitev in order to enable the chaticha to be mifapeya. In other words, that's the mashal shit. Im nitzlo biyachad. So, afilu im nitzlo biyachad. Afilu achticha shenivla bo isa. Shomi. In other words, the solvent is shomi. Vishumen shebo mifapeya. Lifishina shumen shebo מלכים יויסר ולמוקים שיויסר עצמי יכלי לחשום בטבעי. עד כאן שירתו. That's the tour that the Bessi Yosef said, he says מיני יובי. So in other words, what does the tour say? That even if the solvent, the thing in which something else is בלוע, even if the solvent is שומי, but if the בלוע is כוחוש, so the solvent, the שומן, is not capable of transmitting each amnunis characteristics to the balua. Alright. Atkan lishiatu. Vuraskom es aposkim. Vamchaba sheismitei. Nirem shepshikshu. Now the mechaba doesn't. So the two spells it out. That balua is not mifapeya michtiche lichtiche, even if the solvent is shomen. The mechaba doesn't mention it. So one could say, the reason is why the mechaba doesn't mention it. It's with a purpose, deliberately. He deliberately doesn't mention it because the Bis Yosef, that's the Mechaber, he himself asked as to the apparent stira between one Torah and the other Torah. So why is there a stira? Because one Torah, the Torah says that if the Chtichas Iser is Kochush and the Chtichas Eter is Shomein, so then it's Mifapeya in two steps. First, the heter transmits its fatness characteristic to the kochush. So the kochush becomes converted into a shomen. Once the kochush becomes converted into a shomen, so then the shomen is mifapeya. So, and here he says that even if the solvent is shomen, but if the balua is kochush, the balua is not yeitze. Michticha lichticha. Why not? Why don't we say here the same thing? That in two steps, first, the solvent transmits the fatness characteristic to the balua, and then so the Beluah becomes converted into Ishamein, and then once it's converted into Ishamein, so then it is Mifapeya. So that's the Stira. So that's the reason as to why the Mechaber here, we could say, doesn't spell it out, that even if the solvent is Shomein, so it's still, the Beluah is not Yetzei. And in other words, the Mechaber Shite is, Enoch Nami, if the solvent is Shomein, even though the Beluah is Kochush, so then the Beluah, the Kochush, becomes converted into Shomein. But we could say that. V'amechaber Sheis Mite Nire, M'pne Sheik Shabis Yosef, ויש לי תמיה על דברים אלו שאם סייצל מה שפסל לי לסיפי אף לכתיחס איס הכוחוש וכתיחס ההתר שניצלי משומן הוא איסה מפפר בחולו ואני כמו שפיר שום דוז להתר מפתם לאיסה הכוחוש ודור איסה מפתם להתר ואם כן על כוח השום המלך איסה רימי ואף אגב דידין דור חימום מוסכם כל הפוסקים כמו שכוסת בסיוסף ודין דליל ויוסקה בשם פייסק עם כל זה חוש המחבר החמיה וכאן סוס עם הדבורים ורומה בו לאיסה ולהתר זהו נירה בדעס המחבר אבל אין זה איקר, אלו נראה דוודאי הידיני דאוכי קושטאו, דו מוסקה מכל הפוסקים. So, even though he says that we could say that the Mechaber deliberately omitted this din, so he says it's not so. The Mechaber להלוכה, he agrees with the two dinim in the two. He has the kashe, there is an apparent stira. But then, when he wrote the Psak Halokhe, he agreed with the two dinim of the two. So he says, Avlein Zeikia, Elo Nira Devada Haidine Deoche Kushteu. There is no stira. In other words, it's the same thing as what the Orach HaShulchan says. It's the same thing. Do muske mikol haposkim, vahar delilu kashi, kumishukos of mashal, vahprishe vahbach, deyich edu yisa rosa machmas hatzmei, bokom liil, da filu yisa kochu shayeta shuru shomei melecha yisa rimei, machad bal kocho, bilavoche piletes reitev shil yisa, ubilavoche yisa kednitile, hilkach ima yeta retzli shomei marzik plitosi ima vliye bekule, mashin kinoche, shinachticha asuro, machmas hatzmo, elo shebolo yisa. Now, the Shach adds one thing that the Orach HaShulchan doesn't even mention. The Orach HaShulchan says, when something is Beluah, that means it is harnessed in the interior of the Chatiche. So, Mimele, it's much more difficult for the external solvent to activate and transmit Shamnunis characteristics to the Beluah that is pushed between the molecules of the solvent. Mashein came when you have two chtiches, so then you have contact between the external shomein and the external kochush, then it's much easier for the external shomein to transmit the shamnunes characteristic to the external kochush. But the shach also means that, but he had something else. In as much as even without Shamnunes characteristics being transmitted. So, Kidei Nitile, it will travel. So, Mimele, it's much easier for the Chatiche, you know, to be Mifapeya Bechol. Hilkach, Mashein Kinoche, Shinachtich, Asur, Machmas, Asur, Ele, Shebole, Yisa. Varav, Yidak, Yemei, Shetir, Ez, Delil, Mayre, Bechilev, Kochush. Hilkach, Kim, Dechilev, Mifapeya, Ele, Shekochush, Ene, Mifapeya, Bikal Aheter Shomim Fatli Atkandwa. Alright. Now the Taz, Sifte Zayin. The Ramos says, V'chol ze bebeisach tiches. When do we say that Beluah is not Yetzei? Unless the Beluah itself is Shomim, that is a Beluah in an Eichel. But a Beluah in a Kele is Yetzei. Avol Kli Shebola Yisea, even though it was Belei Anisa Kochush, so then you put a hot echo on the Kehle, so Eser Heta Shemegea Bei, Afil B'Isa Shenishon, even though the Beluah B'Sichakli is a Kochush, Avzu Letas, in Sif Tezai, Avul Kli Shebola, Hatam Boze Didav Kemachol, Sheish Lema Liflit Migufi, Oza Bliin Ilechez B'Lei Reitif, Avul Kli Sheimbo Pleito Migufo, Oz Yitzi Shapir Mashebola. So what's the reason? The reason is, when do we say that Beluah is not Yetzei? If it is a Beluah, we say Eichel. So let's say So the solvent itself can be nivla in the other ear. Now, this is the solvent. And let's say there is a balua. Let's say this handkerchief is a balua. It's harnessed inside in the interior of the ear. So memele, when this ear that has a balua, that is kochush, is in contact with another eichel, so we say, since particles of the solvent can come out and be absorbed by this eichel, so only particles of the solvent come out and are absorbed by this eichel. But the balua, particles from the balua do not come out, because the particles of the balua are harnessed in the interior of the solvent. They are pushed between the molecules of the solvent. So, now, Masha'inke, when the balua is inside the kele. Now, let's say this is a kele. This is a kele. So, this is balua inside the kele. That's Defen Akli. That's earthenware. That's metal. Whatever it is. And then you put an eichel. This is an eichel. And a hot eichel on it. So, can it be maflit particles of the earthenware? It can't be maflit particles of earthenware. So, the only thing that it can be maflit, so is the eichel that is balua inside. So it will be maflit the eichel that is balua inside. Atambo zedit afke machel sheish lemam liflit migufe yozam bliin in leches bliretiv. Avol kli sheim bo pleite migufo. It cannot be maflit the earthenware material or the metal material. Oz yitzi shapya mashebola. Ufize poshut. Di kli eininesa mi machel shebalua beyisea. Sheine mifapea. Ki gen kovei toi boso shen nimlach. Bichli she'ini minukef, shen yizboya b'simen kufches ifalev dizeini mifapeya. So he says, so since the whole reason is why the kele that was belei aiser given is a kochosh, and then you put an eichel on it, an eichel that is ham. So it asas the eichel because the kli is incapable of being peleit anything other than that eichel that is belua. It certainly couldn't be peleit the earthenware or the metal. But suppose you have a situation where it could be bileya, let's say, bileya, something else of an eichel, so then it will not be bileya, the balua. So he says, ufizi poshut, dikli eininesa mimachal shebaleya beisa, sheine mifapeya, kein koveit oiboso shenimlach, bichli sheine minukif. In other words, suppose you had bosor shenimla b'chli shenimukev. So that absorbed dam. Dam is idova kochush. So the beluai is idova kochush. Then you'll put that bosor, you'll put that bosor and into a kele that is hot. You'll put that bosor that has a bli of dam, that is kochush, in a kele that is hot. So then there is a possibility for the kele to be bileya of the solvent. Why does it have to be bileya? The balua that is harnessed inside the solvent, inside the boso, it can be bileya particles of boso. From the external, you see, the balua, the dam, that's in the interior of the boso. That's harnessed in the interior of the boso. So let's say, this is the dam. This is the dam. And this is the boso. And you put it on a hot kele. So here we can say the kele can be bileya the external particles of the boso. So mimele, it will not be bileya the particles of the balua that is harnessed inside the solvent, the boso. All right, now let's see Sifchov Beis in the Shach. Avol kli shebola isa miachar sheim beplete migufei uiseres het hakol. V'niret di davke machel shel heter, avol ein kli eiser kli bilei reite. So that's aluch mishikos of araf sof simen tzadik beis v'tzadik gimu gam ishteik deres. In other words, that's the aluch that kele from mikele is not bilei. Kele from mikele is not bilei. I mean, this is the reason as to why it is muter. It's not the ideal thing. But it is mutea to eat the kosher lunches on the plane. But you have to be very careful many of the so-called kosher lunches are not wrapped up properly. Sometimes, after all, they warm up. The stewardess always warms up, you know, the kosher lunches on the stove there, and that stove might have all kinds of grease. And they don't put aluminum foil on the stove in the plane. So why is it muter? The answer is because ikele from ikele is not beleya. So mele, if the kosher lunch, the tray, is wrapped up in aluminum foil very well, even though there is grease on the stove in the plane and the stewardess puts it on the stove to be heated, but there might be grease in contact with the tray. This is the bottom of the tray, but there is an aluminum foil. So in other words, so that grease will be nivlined aluminum foil that wraps up the bottom of the tray. So and then once it is nivla in the aluminum foil, it will not be nivla from the aluminum foil into the tray itself. But many times so when the stewardess serves the kosher lunch, so you'll see, and that's the fault of the mashgiach who supervises that. So you'll see that on top it's completely wrapped up with aluminum foil. Not one aluminum foil into the tray, the bottom of the tray, and it will penetrate, and then there is soup, and there is chicken, all kinds of food. So it will become osa. So in other words, so when you get a kosher lunch on the plane, you have to make sure that the aluminum foil is coextensive, wraps up, covers the whole bottom of the tray. But many times you'll see that it doesn't cover. On top, it's completely wrapped up. But at the bottom, so there is, in the middle, it's not wrapped up by aluminum foil. All right, so that's the halach that Gabi Steik there is. V'chein kosav marshal b'isavet ha-shalei. U'v'sifrei perek l'anoshe, simem mhei kosav v'itcho, afilu taf shiru k'gineire zuidogim shenivla v'hem bosor echolot. Let's say, suppose you have erez or dogim shenivla v'hem bosor echolot. So, rice absorbed bosor echolot. Im tochav v'hem kaf shel bosor. And then he pushed in a spoon of flesh kesrut. Oy cholo, ben yemei shapir eiser belua es amaychol v'choshi v'amaychol ki ilu hu kulei boso oy cholo. So in other words, if the tafshil rice absorb boso, and then you push your teichiv a kafshil cholo into it, so then the Michael becomes osir. The Michael becomes osir. Now, so he doesn't say that the calf becomes osir. You'll see, he says the Michael becomes osir. Let's say you have rice that was beleya bosa. Then you take a spoon, a milchik spoon, and you stir that rice that has a balua of boso. So then the rice becomes osa. How about the spoon? It doesn't say anything about the spoon. So the spoon doesn't become osa. Why doesn't the spoon become osa? Because the spoon is a milchike spoon. But in order to become osa, it must absorb the balua, the meat balua, from the rice. But since the rice is capable of being paleit, it's external particles of rice, why should it? So it wouldn't be palate into the milchike spoon the particles of boso that is harnessed inside the rice, you see. Masha'in came, but he says that the rice becomes osa because the spoon cannot be palate particles of silver, particles of whatever material it is. So what will it be paleit? It will only be paleit particles of the Meluah. Some male. So, Shapir is a blue as a Michael, the Hoshua Michael, Kuli Kuli Bosso, Oiholo Vinessa Rimaka. Now, I'm sorry, but I thought I would be able to finish all the shachs and the tars, but I have to make it plain. So then, tomorrow, so we'll finish all the shachs and the tars, and then we'll go over, we'll proceed with Simen Kubov. All right. We left off Simen Kufei in the Shach, Sifra of Gimel. V'chol zeh v'beis chafiches. Avo kli shebol ha'iseh, Eiseh heta sh'nei gabei, afil b'iseh she'i neshomi. Even if the Kele was Bileya and Isa Kochush. So, you put a nechel heter on that kele, so it will be bleya d'isa kochosh. And we do not say, but belua is not yeitze without reitiv, because that's only belua is not yeitze from a nechel without reitiv, because the nechel itself can be paled particles of its own. So mele it's not maflit, it's belua. Mashein keni kele, it cannot be maflit, it's earthenware or it's metal particles. So mele it is bleya. The food particles that is blue are inside. Right. He said, because of Alze Bidakimeshe U Poshetu, the Neise Rakit the Klipe Bilirik. Now the question is, suppose you put an Eichel into a Kele that is hot, but the Eichel has no rate, it's dry, completely dry, but it's hot. The Kele is hot, the Eichel is hot. So true, and the Kele has a Bliya Sisa. The Kele has a Bliya Sisa. And then you put an Eichel in it. The Kele is hot and you put an Eichel Heter. Let's say you put an apple. So how much is Nivla from the Kele into the apple? So only can you clip. Bliya Reitiv. Boishin is boy. Because without Reitiv, he couldn't be mafli the whole bleer without Reitiv. The Avo Gavdi Bishnei Dvorim Shomachu Yiveishin. Kaimlon de Isia Bechulei. So, Bikele Shani. So, even though we say now that we are not keen, so Memele, even without Reitiv, So it asks Bikulei, but Bikele Shan. Uchmeshikosafti Bisimin Sadik Dalit. She does a Rafki. Viavo Gavdi Giva Marshal. She invasi Bisif Kotin Tes. Mashma, Bisvirlei. Abichli Isaligamre. Yeshleima, the Mayre Shu Dovo Yovich. She Yeshle Ritivis Ksas. Vilkach. Kim Dimidine Maflit Mushapir Viseres Kedimitile. Uchmeshikosafti Bisimin Samachtes Sif Kotin Samach. We learned it in Machinlich. So Lididon Isirat Samach. So in other words, we have to distinguish the things that we are machmir because we are not keen, and the things that we are machmir mikre ledine. So mikre ledine, according to the Shach, the halacha is that a dovo yovish ligamre that is put in a hot kele, where there is no reitev, and the eichel itself is yovish, completely dry, has no moisture, no retives, so then it can only be maflit kidei midine digmore. I'm not talking now about inon pkin. That's another consideration. Because when we say inon pkin, it means because maybe it's chomei. But let's say it's established, it's not chomei. It's an isa kochosh. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. The isa habluah in the kele is an isa kochosh. Then you put, it's a hot kele. and it has a nisa kochush balua inside it. Then you put an eichel in that hot kelim. So how much does it is nifrat and is nivla in the eichel? Kineklip. If it's yavashal gam. Suppose you put an eichel without reitev, but the eichel itself has some retives. It has some ash. So then it's maflit kidei nitile, not kidei klipe. If it's yavish legamre, it only is maflit kidei klipe. But if the eichel has retives, it's moist, but not soup. It's an eichel, it's a solid food, but a solid food has retives, it's moist. So then it can be maflit kidei nitile. This is the Shach said in Simen Samachtes. So Mimele, but it couldn't answer the whole thing. It couldn't answer anything. So Mimele, the Mashal says, since even when it's definitely kochush, so it can be maflit kidei nitile, so anan, that we are not sure as to whether it's kochush or maybe substantially shomein, so it answers the whole thing. It doesn't hold. Masha'in can be yobish ligamre, but where it is completely yobish, so then, so when it is kochush, when the isra abaluah, if the eichel that you put on the keile is yobish ligamre, and the isra abaluah is kochush, so then how much can the eichel that is yobish ligamre be maflit from the keile that has a kochush, a baluah kochush, only to the clip? When it's kochush. So Mimele, even anan that we're not pkim, so we don't have to be machmir. I mean, what's the svar in that? Now let's finish the shach. The Malak Kippe, mi u bi isa shomin shenim la bichli, ef shead afilu bi yobish li gam re isa b'samach. So in other words, so the shach shite is, he doesn't say it as a certainty, but as a possibility. Ef shead afilu bi yobish li gam re. In other words, the Shach Shite, the Shach has an alternative. The just as Gabi Eich, so we say that when a Belua is Shomei, so then it's Yitzim Mitech Eichel, Legamre, if the Belua is Shomei, is in Fapea. So, and this is Shomei that is Belua Bisech HaKli, and then you put an Eichel Heter on top of the kele is hot, so then it's also maflit, the whole blin, without rate, even if it's yovish ligamre, even if the eichel is yovish ligamre, as long as the balua is shomen ligamre, Now the Mogav Rom, in Hilchas Pesach, in Simen Tof Nun Ches, in 7 Tufnon Ches, so he is chilek on the Shach. The Shach says it as a possibility, but the Mogav Rom says that even when the Balua is a Dobar Shomein, but if it is, so it cannot Aser, it cannot be Niflat more than Kediklipe, if the Eichel that you put on it is a Dobar Yovish, and if the Eichel that you put on it is has a retivus ksas, so then the balua, so then the balua can only be nifla to the extent of nitil. In other words, this distinction between a balua shomei and balua kochush is only shayach according to Mog Avrom when it is balua in the neich. So then, if an is a shomei is balua in an eichel, one eichel is belua in another eichel, and if it's shomein, so then, and then it comes in contact with the eichel head there, so it's niflat b'chulei. It is peiling the whole blie, the dova shomein is niflat, and it's absorbed by the eichel head there. Mashein came when a keile has a belua in shomein, so then it cannot go out more, it cannot aser more than kiniklipe if the eichel the heter is yovish legamre, and it cannot aser more than kininitile if the eichel heter has some retivus. So, but the Shach only mentions it as a possibility. He's not sure about it. Alright. So he says, Mashiach Kim Yovel Gamlin Mafrit. So then the question arises, since the Shach is saying that where the Isra Balua Bisihakli easy do easy shomein. So then you put an eich leheter on top of the keile that is hot. So then it answers the eich legamre and you require shishim in the eichel. So even if it is not established as a shomein, but since we are not pkim, so we should anticipate the possibility that it is shomein. So then the Shach says, when do we say that we are not pkim and we have to treat everything as shomein? That's ligabi the ben itself. But ligabi balua, we don't say we are not pkim. In other words, so again it has to be explained. In other words, it's a question of degree of shamnunis. You see, vis-a-vis the aloche, that tuchtiches, one heter and one isa. So we say that if the chtiches are kchushim, so if the chtiches, both chtiches, the heter and the isa are kchushim, so it's only mavliya, al the tzlik in itile. So it's only mavliya al the tzlik in itile. But if the chomein it's mavliya bikule. So there we say that today, since we're not pkim, so we have to anticipate the possibility that every eichel is shomei. Why? Because in order that an eichel b'em, not a balua, should be mifapeya in the other chtiche, all that is necessary, substantially shomei. So we are not pkim. So in Mele, we can make a mistake between that which is kohush and that which is substantially shaming. But in order that the balua should be maflit, then we need not substantially shaming, but excessively shaming. So in Mele, we cannot say you're not king because you're not king, but you're not stupid either. So now, if a person is not stupid, even though he's not a bucky, he's not an expert, so he cannot make a mistake between kohush legamre and shaming legamre. But even if he's not stupid, he can easily make a mistake between that which is kohush and that which is substantially shamin. So in order that the balua should be eitze, then it must be excessively shamin. But in order that the bien should be mifapei anelat chetiche, even if it's substantially shamin. This is what he said. V'af agam v'adilim kohush l'shamin, ha'in b'guf adolo, avu mashin esar al dibliye, loy machmerino and kuskaz lil bechamduchte umikol mokein tzorchiyon lidine. Tzorchiyon lidine. So it's mashma now that the tzorchiyon lidine relates. Now it could be interpreted in two ways. That the tzorchiyon lidine relates to the reishe when he says efshea umi ubiis hashomen shenivra bichli efshad afil biyovish lidamre. Eisa b'samech, and he says, "Umi kolmo kim tzorchin lidine." Maybe it doesn't answer. Maybe it's the way the Mogavrom says, but it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that the tzorchin lidine. He says it lechumre, not lekole. So that was because he mentioned that after his distinction between applying the principle of inun pkin to the guva davar, but not to ibelua. So he says, but lemaise, we shouldn't rush and be makil. And maybe we should think it over twice before we are makil today in regard to Einem Kim. See, this is what it means. All right. Now, when we went over the first time, the Mechaber and the Ramo, so I explained Siftes in accordance with the Pshat of the Orach HaShulchan. But the Pshat of the Orach HaShulchan is not the way the Gro explains it and the Pri Chodesh explains it. Now, if you remember, so I explain it as follows. Moliach Shininechel, now let's go over this, the first half of Siftes again. Moliach Shininechel Machmas Milchei, Dimei Kereseach Umaf Flit Leeseach Kedei Klipe, ואם הוא שומן אגיד הוא קנקון איש הבי והקרומס יש להחמיר והצריכם להתלסמוקים ואם הוא חילב ממש צורך שישים לבטלי ואם הבוס השנים לאחים היו שומן אפילו שומן אגיד הוא קנקון איש הבי צורך סמך לבטלי וליטל מוקים שנוגע כדי נתלס מוקים ולפלוחס קליפה. So I said at that time, that's in accordance with the Aruch HaShulchan's Pshat, that the Mechaber here puts down three different levels. The Mechaber here discusses three different levels. Kochush Ligamre, Intermediate, Shumin Tzas, and Shomin Ligamre. Shomin Ligamre. So when it's Kochush Ligamre, according to Aruch HaShulchan's Pshat, when it's Kochush Ligamre, So then the Mechaber passes that Moliach only asks to the clip. Even in Nisa the Reis. Let's say, suppose you have two chtiches. One chtich of Nevele, one chtich of Shchuto, and they were salted together. So then the Shchuto becomes Oser to the clip. Even in Nisa the Reis. Nisa the Reis. Then if it is Koch Shlitam. If it is Shomin Tzas, moderately Shomin, like Shomin Agi to Kunkoni Shebei, it has some Shamnunis, but it's not Shomin Ligamre, just moderately Shomin. So then, in Al De Meliche, it asers Kedinitil. It asers Kedinitil. And if it's Shomin Ligamre, so then, it does the whole thing. So we require shishim. This is the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains. The Aruch HaShulchan explains the Mechaber. Now, and then, why does he say the Mechaber, v'mabos ha-shinim lachim me'ushomen, afil b'shum na'agit u'kunkon ha-shabay, tzorich samach levatlei, v'liter limokim shenoga kidintil ha-smokim, u'lipoches lipe. So that's the shita of Rashba. The Rashba shita is that where it's shomen, so tzli and moliach is even more chomor than bishol. So the reitef has the effect of evenly distributing the iser in the same ratio, all over. So there is no concentration, even at the point of junction. Even in the area of junction, there is no more concentration of blie than in the other parts of the gdera. That's bishul where there is reitef. Mashem kein, whether it's li or moliach, so there is no reitef that could evenly distribute the whole iser over every place of the chtiches. So true that it that shomein is mifapeya, but at the area of junction there is a concentration of the air. So mele there is no bitl because it's like nikaisa. Right. But the question is why does the mechaber say after b'shumen agitu kohen shebeitzor samal vatlei v'litel mimokin shenoga kidei nitil asmokim ulipoches klipe. But before he mentioned the mushumen agid uktukonishabei yesh lahachmir latzrichom nitilas mokim, and here he says kedinitilas mokim is preferable, but lechola pochaslip. He didn't say it before. So according to Aruch HaShulchan, when the mechaber said before yesh lahachmir latzrichom nitilas mokim, why does he say yesh lahachmir? He uses such an expression. In other words, it's not imperative, but it's proper that way. But lechol apoches klipe he has to peel off. So in other words, when he said at the end, v'tzorich l'samach levatle v'litle mokim shenoga k'nitil asmokim l'ipoches klipe, so he's really explaining what he meant before when he said yesh lahachmir l'atzricham nitil asmokim, that it's that tzricham nitil asmokim is not a must. This is the more proper thing, is the more ideal thing. But what is a mask lechol apoches klipe? So here he spells it. This is the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Mechaber. We explain it that way. Now, the Prichodosh and the Gror, they say that there has to be a correction in the Loshon, in the text of the Mechaber. At that time, I didn't want to confuse you before we went over, you know, the Taz and the Shach. So both the Prichodosh and the Kroh, now you have the Prichodosh here on the margin, but there is a mistake here in the text of the Prichodosh itself. So he says, Kachu, Lesak Liklipe, Vimu, Veimu Shumragit. But the Vov should be stricken out, should be taken out. Because the Prichodosh makes a correction. You see, in the Mechaber, in the original text of the Mechaber, it was written the way it appears in our text. מוליח שני נחל מחבס מלכי דיני קרי סי יחל מפליק לעשר כדי קליפ וי, that's level number one. So, וי מושו מנגיד הוא קודם כל נשבי וקרו מסי שלח מלצריך נתרס מוק that's level number two. Then level number three, וי מוכי לב מה משורך שיש מלבק. I mean, so, according to the חשוך חוס פשעת, so we have to accept the girse the way it appears in our text. But the פריחודוש, the Prichodosh and the Gro, they say that we have to read it as follows. Moliach sheni nechal machmas milchei, dinei kri seyach umaflik leeseya, kidei klipe im hushima, not veim. It's a hemshech. Im, you have to strike out the vov. Im hushima nagid, hu knukone shebei. Period. A semicolon. Veakhumo is... יש להחמיר להצריך אום ניטיל הסמוקים. דן, ואם הוא חילב ממש, צורך שישים לבד לי. So whereas according to the אורך השולחן פשט, the מחבר is discussing three different levels, a level of כוחש לגמרי. So then, על במליחי תום ליאסס כנקליפ, a level of moderate לשמיין, like שומן אגיד וכונקון לשמיין. But not... really shaman, just moderately shaman. So then it asks getting it and the level of shaman ligamre, where it asks the whole thing. So shish. According to the Prichodosh Girse and the Gros Girse, there are only two levels. There is a level of kochush, and there is a level of shaman. Not an intermediary stage, you know. Moderately shomei, not really shomei. So there is a level of kochush, and there is a level of shomei. So by kochush, it only answers. So vis-a-vis a nisa de rabbonon. So it only answers kini klip. Vis-a-vis a nisa de raise, it answers kini tile. Because this whole distinction that the mechaba makes according to the Hashulchan's pshat between Moliach and Tzli, we don't find it explicitly in the Rishenim. You see, in the Rishenim are mechulek. Now, the Rishenim distinguish between something that has reitev and something that is not. So, when does it asa mikulei and require shishim? Only if there is reitev. So then the reitev. The Reitev distributes the Yiseh even in all there. No difference between one area and another. That if there is no Reitev, so then Rishenim say, if it is Shomei, many Rishenim say, if it is Shomei, it's Mifapei Bechulei. If it's Kochush, it's not Mifapei Bechulei. So how much, if it's Kochush, how much does it travel? So there are two Shittes. One Shitte is that it only asks the klipe, and one shita is that it asks the nitil. But Rishenim will say that it only asks the nitil. So it asks the nitil even by Moliach, because after all the Gemara says so tzliyare yukriseyach, and the Gemara says Moliachare yukriseyach. Now both have no reitev. So there couldn't be any even distribution. So mainly it couldn't asa bechulei, but at the area of junction it asers. How much does it aser? Is it nivla in the area of junction? So there are two possibilities: either kide klipe or kide nitile. So many rishenim equate moliach and tzli bechodemach. They equate Moliach and Tzli b'chodemacht. Now, according to the Hashulchan Pshat, the Mechaber distinguishes. Vis-a-vis Tzli, so he passes like the Rishenim, that by Dovah Kochush, it only answers, it answers Kedin Tile. vis-à-vis Meliach, he passes like the Rishonim, that by Dova Kochush, where there is no Reitev, it asks critically. But the Mechaber, according to HaShulchan, makes a pshat. He says, vis-à-vis Tzli, so the Gemara says, Tzli Hare Yukriseyach, so it asks critically. But vis-à-vis Meliach, Meliach is not as Ritzeyach as Tzli. It only asks critically. This is. But the Groh and the Prichodosh. Now look here, the Prichodosh. Kachu Ikeran. Now, so there is a mistake here. Le'ezak in the Klippe, Imu Shumanagidu Knukonis. The Vov should be taken out. Kachu Ikeran, yes. Hayim Nusre. Virotzaleima, the Bishumanagid, Vaknukonis, the Havimid Rabbonon Sagle Biklippe. Avo Bikumes, certain membranes. So there is a suffix, whether that comes, it's affected with the Isar of Chelev or not. So that's a sveik in the rice. Avo bikrume is the esophic yasira mid rice. Whether it's affected with the isachil of the rice, certain membranes in the chilev area, so whether the membrane is included in the isar of chilev, so there is this esophic the rice, the esophic yasira mid rice in the rabbonon, yesh lehachmir ulatzricha nitilas mokeh. In other words, so how did and the Gro also explains that way, he makes that correction. In other words, the Mechaber, because the Arishenim will say that by both, by Tzli and Meliche, we require only Kedeklip. The Arishenim will say that by both, Tzli and Meliche, we require Kedenitile. So Mele, vis-a-vis Meliche, the Mechaber paskens, if there is a shailin in the raise, or even a sofik the raise, not chilev vada. Sofik chilev, let's say certain krume, certain membranes in the chilev area that is a sofik chilev mid raise. So there we have to be machmia, that even by the kochush, it assers, it asks kidenitile, because there's a machlekes reshenim. How much does it ask by dova kochush? Whether kidenitile or kidenitile? Mashein kein, if it's negeya and nisar rabbonon, shumenagid uknukone shebei, that's only mid rabbonon. So if it is kochush ligamre, so then we don't have to be chayishish for the shittes arishenim that by dova kochush asas kedinitile, and we can rely on the shite that it asas kedikli. It asas on it. So then the question arises, so vis-a-vis Tzli, the Mechaber should pass in the same way, vis-a-vis Tzli, and that Tzli should asas kedinitile only if it's negeya and nisar reis. But if it's negeya and nisar rabbonon, let's say, suppose Shuman Agid, Uknukonishabei, who was boiled together with the Chticha of Heter, and both Chtichas are Kochush, so we should only have to be to peel off Kiniklipe, not Kinitile Uveyetzba. But they are vis-a-vis Tzli, the Mechaber paskens that even when it's Nigeye and Yisrael Rabbonon, let's say Shuman Agi to Knukoneshebei were boiled together with the Chtichas Heter, so then we have to peel off the Nigeye. So this is what he says. V'af al pisha Rajbo, B'teras Abayis, Yishvo Moliach L'Tzli, Mikol Mokei, המחבר גם אצלי החמיר תווי, והיא צריך נטיל הסמוקים, אפילו ביסורים של דברי. אבל, בכאן גם מליחה היקל תווי, ביסורים של דבריהם. דיסג לי בקליפ. וכן בסימן צדיק הלב, בדימבוס הלגבינו שנוגו זה בזה, ושני מלוכים לא יצריך על הקליפה, משום דמליחה בוסה בכל אוב, הווי יסורי דרבונו, because there are bishlos to tear on the rice. All right, now. So this is how the Prichodosh explains it. Now see the Bir Agro, Osnun Veis, Kideklipe. So he says, Kini Kirisei Achu Mafu Lesa Kideklipe, Shom Kiritei Avitzli, Uchidah Sarash, Dav Vitzli Sa Kideklipe. So the Rashbo shita is that even Bitzui is Sadi Miklipi. Kimishi Kosav Bifiri Kitzatzili, Noga Bechalsi, Soch Mishem Shal Trumo, Vishom Ham Nisich Tzeinen, Kelev, Vishom Bifiri Kolaboso, Avol Tzli Boy Klip, Uchipir Sharashbo Varam, Bitzli Riseach, Uchimishi Kosav Bishchono, Bissim Tzadikale, Nei the Klipli Boy, Umashi Kosav Bifiri Kitzatzili. So the Rishenim will say that Tzli Asers, that Tzli Asers, Asas Kedim Kile, where is the Mokia? So the Mokia is, on one hand we have Gimores that say Kedim Klip, but then there is one Gimore that mentions Kedim Kile. Notaf, Mirei Tvei Alacheres, let's say Kom Pesach was boiled, and then some of the juice of the Kom Pesach, the liquid, the juice of the Kom Pesach dripped down from the Kom Pesach on the Cheres. So then, and the Kom Pesach was in contact with that Cheres, with that juice. So Mele is, so you have to peel off Kedei Nitile. Little Mekele. So that is the Raya of the Rishenim, we say that Tzli Aser Kedei Nitile. Because the Torah says, now Kom Pesach has to be Tzliyesh. It cannot be Tzli Machma, something else. So now, when the juice of the Kom Pesach drips down on the Cheres, and the Kom Pesach is in contact with the juice, so then, and the juice becomes very heated up from the Cheres. So Mimele, there is a little bit of Tzli affected by the heat of the Cheres. So, and it has to be, the Kom Pesach has to be Tzliyesh, but not Tzli. Suppose, in other words, when you boil the Kom Pesach, so the aloha is, you have to make a fire, and then you put the Kom Pesach above the fire or below the fire, doesn't make any difference. So it has to be boiled by the fire. But suppose you have a very hot spit, no fire, no flame, very hot spit, and you put the Kom Pesach on it, then it's not muta b'achile, because then it's not Tzliyesh, because it is boiled from the spit, from the heat of the spit, not from the fire. So Mil Gemara says, notaf merit ve'al acheres, if the juice of the Kom Pesach drip down on the Cheres, and the Kom Pesach lies on the Cheres, so Mimele, it becomes heated up. So he has to be Neitel Mekeme. So he say Neitel Mekeme Kedim Nitile. So that's a raya that by Tzli Tasas Kedim Nitile. So the other Rishenim would say that by Tzli Tomi Asas Kedim Klipe. What do they do with this Gemara? So they say Reitev Shan. So that's Reitev. So then it Tasas Kedim Nitile. Avol Teisves Machmirim Birdei Nitile Asmok. In that Tzli always Asas Kedim Nitile Asmok. ואם אין בפרק את הנוש וכוס ורש בו שיש להחמר כדברי ומכל מוקים כוסף שום דממליך אין להחמר ודאי בקליפה דאי נכס לי ממש. So who is the one who distinguishes between צלי and מליכה? So that's the Rosh. The Rosh is the one who distinguishes between צלי and מליכה. But other Rishenim, they equate צלי and מליח. So some Rishenim say that both it's only Kedei Klipe, and some say that both it's Kedei Nitile. But the Rosh distinguishes. Vayim Mashiach Tulemato. Avla Rashbo Varan Kosu Lidine Kitzli L'chol Dolo. Uch Mishikosu Lemato. Mikol Mokei, Kosu L'chamu Mikei Meis, Di Biklipe Sagi. Rak Hane Atmese Kosu Varan Biklipe. Oi, Mintras Mokim, Sagi Kertriya Vitzli Rosu Lema Kmoi Vitzli, Vikol Echad Kinina. So Khmoy Shikosa Faitzl Hodom Ashmula and Nitzwa Kim Vehe. Biklipe oi Mintilas Mikemi. Mikomo Kim Hamo Mikemi Sot Mudisagi Biklip. Vine Afshe Bitzli Posakidasa Teisves. Even though we gab it's li so the Mechabe are Paschas like Teisves, that even when it's Nigeya only in Isa Rabbonom, let's say a Shumen Agiduk Nikoneshebe was boiled together in Lechticha Seteah, so then he has Itasas Kirinitile. Like they says, come to the local, be the rabbi. But here, when it's negi, and he said Rabbonon, let's say Shemenagit, if the Dvar Iser, he's only Osam Rabbonon, so then he's Mekil. Visomach al Mashi Kosev Arashbo, but Slish, Yesh Lachme Gedas Tesis. Bintilas Mikemei, Bisurin Shalteire, Mashma with Rabbonon Yesh Lachil, we actually somach Hatzmei Kitzli. Now the Rashbo, the Rashbo himself mentions the two days. Beili gabi tzli, beili gabi moliach. One day is that bein bitzli, bein bimoliach, it only asks the klipe. One shite is lechumre, that bein bitzli, bein bimoliach, it asks the nitile. So then the Rashbo says, nochein lehachmir bisurin shalteira. So in other words, how did the Rashbo pass? That where an isa deraisa is involved, then even by moliach it asks the nitile. Where an isa derabonon is only involved, well, only an Issa Rabbonon is involved, so even by Tzli you should only ask a Kiriklip. This is the Psak of the Rashbo, but the Mechaba doesn't pass completely like the Rashbo. So he says, V'somach ha-mashikos v'Rashbo, v'Tzli sheyesh lach megedas teisis. V'intilas v'keili, v'son shoteir, v'mash med Rabbonon yesh lohoke. Rabbonon yesh lohoke, even vis-a-vis Tzli, according to Rashbo. V'afshol v'somach ha-tzmik Tzli adas ha-Rashbo, because the Mechaba passkins Ligab itzli that it always asks kinitile, even if the chtichas iser is a chtichas iser min rabbonon. Let's say Shimon Agid was boiled together with the chtichas eter. Vilechileik uchidas teisves veorosh. Soma gamke arosh shechilik ben milichetzli. But it doesn't pass completely like the rosh, because the rosh is the one rishon who distinguishes between moliach and tzli. The tzli asers both are kiriseyach, but one is more riseyach than the other. So tzli asers kidei nitile, bein in nisa deraise, bein in nisa derabanon, and miliach asers only kidei nitile, bein in nisa deraise, bein in nisa kiriklipe only. Miliach asers only kiriklipe. So and the mechaber, So he paskens ligabitzli. He paskens completely like Teisves, that even when it's Nigeye and Nisa Rabbonon, so it asks in Itile, and ligabi moliach, so he distinguishes, and ligabi moliach, he distinguishes between Nisa the Rais and Nisa Rabbonon. In other words, not we should not be geres le'eser kideklipe v'imhu, but le'eser kideklipe imhu shemen agitu kun kol shebeit. Period. He says, then ve'hakrumeis that hakrumeis, so that is involves this philosophic deraise of chile. והקרומס, ובקרומס יש לאחמה, וירוץ לא אימא, משום דשום מנהגיד ומיד רבו, כמו שקוסם בפרק גיל הנושא, צדיק ואיס עומד בייץ, וכן קנוקוניש, כמו שקוסם שום, אבל בקרי מייס, מספקלה, דימה שקוסם שום, דיון גימור את דף צדיק בייץ, ואין חיובים, דת ילד חייף on certain membranes of the חילב, of the chile various, or maybe the pshatis shemasun natero. It's only there is no chiyuv on the membranes of the chile shetach of the chile. But also in rice it is. Vizel isheini bibes Yosef. Kidei klipe b'shumen agid the havvade mid rabbonon uvikrumes di misab kelon ihave the rice efsher di nitilas mikemi nameboy. So as a matter of fact, I mean, he mentions the lashon of the bes Yosef that indicates that the goyim's pshat, the goyim's and the prichodes pshat. But there is a fundamental machlekes in the mechaber, you see. According to the Ochar Shulchan's pshat, so the mechaber passes completely like the Rosh. That there is a distinction between Tzli and Moliach. According to the prichodes and the Gror, the Mechaba doesn't pass like the Rosh, completely like the Rosh. In other words, and one Benigeya de Reise, he is Machmir. Benigeya de Reise is Machmir even Ligabi Moliach. Benigeya de Rabbonon is Machmir Ligabi Tzli, but not Ligabi Moliach. Not Ligabi Moliach. Alright. So, This is the pshat. Now, the question is, what is, how about this stira, the between the reisha of the mechaber and the sefer of the mechaber? Because the reisha of the mechaber, he says, moliach shenach machmunot nichatir mafleesa kedi klipe v'mushim nagid uchkoz v'achmis yishlachmir u'atzri chom nitil asmokei. So he says that vis-a-vis Shimon Agid, we require Nitil HaSmokei. And here he says, V'im abos ha-shinim lachim meyushomei, afilu b'Shimon Agid u'kinkone shebei, tzor samach levatle, u'lit l'mokim shenoga, ki Nitil HaSmokei mulipoches klipe. But in the Reish, he didn't say mulipoches klipe. So according to Aruch HaShulchon's Pshat, when the Mechaber said in the Reish, Yesh lehachmir, so he also meant the same thing. It's more ideal to take off Nitil HaSmokei, but it's not a must. But what is the minimum that is a must? Kiniklipe. So he spelled it out here in the Sefer. But what? How does the Goyen explain this apparent? How does he reconcile this apparent theory? So the Goyen now look. Kedei Nitil HaSmokei ulipoches kiniklipe os nun zayet lifishe mistapik. So before he said that where the chtiches is not shomim, in the reisha the mechaber has reference to the case where neither chtiches is shomim. It's all kochush. The yiser is kochush. Shuman agid is also kochush. There are no three levels according to the goyim's pshat. So the shuman agid, we call it shuman, but it doesn't have the sufficient shamunes, so it's kochush. There are only two levels according to the Gro and the Pricholosh. So, Mimele, the Reisha has reference to the case where both Chtiches are Kochush. The Yiseh, which is an Issa of the Rabbonim, is Kochush, Shum Nagid, and the Heter is Kochush. So, there, he doesn't ask of the Kulei. But he says, Yesh Lahachmir Latzricham Nitil HaSmokei. Yesh Lahachmir Latzricham Nitil HaSmokei. So he says, but here, when the boso, the heter, that is nimlach together with the isa, which is only midrabonon, is rabonon, when the boso, the heter is shomein, so then it asks bikulei, but in the area of junction, there is a concentration of liye. So how much is there? Kide klipe or kide nitile? So he mentions two days. So he says, ulipoches klipe. So, kide nitile. כדי נטיל הסמוקים ופוחד לפי שמסתם ואף על גב שממיילו הכריע כדי קליפה. So according to the Goyen's Girse, so he doesn't require by Shuman Agid נטיל הסמוקים. He only requires כדי קליפה because he is not גירס ואימו, but he is גירס מוליח שנלך ומחוס מלכי דיני קריסייח ומפליט לעשר כדי קליפה אם הוא Shuman Agid כנון שבי פריאת. So that means only Kiniklipe requires in the Reishe. And here he mentions two days. So the little mokim shenoga kidinitilas mokim ulipoches klipe, so there is a stire. In the Reishe he is making only Kiniklipe by Shuman Agid, and here he requires there is a shite in the Mechaber in the Seife that he has to peel off Kiniklipe. Vaval gav shalemailo yichia Kiniklipe. שום סומר גם על דעס הרמב״ם שמייקו בהם לפי שאין חושים ואין מפאפים כלל מה שאין כנכן דמפאפי המחמס השמינו. So he says there is a difference. Over there he's dealing with the case where neither חתיכה היא שומן. So both חתיכה זה כוחש. The חתיכה סתר is כוחש לגמרי. And the חתיכה סיסר is also כוחש. Because what is the חתיכה? זה שום להגיד, שום להגיד. Is alpidin kochush, is considered kochush. But even by kochush, there is a little bit of bliye. So the mechaber paskins, how much bliye is there by kochush? Even the area of junction, by kochush, the bliye is only kiniklipe. Masha'in can hear on the same for the mechaber as reference to the case where the chtichas heter is shomen ligam. And the mechaber paskins, like the two, that where the chtichas heter is shomer ligamre, so then it takes place in two steps. So first, the chtichas heter converts the heretofore kochush into shomein. Once it becomes shomein, so then the Yisr travels in the Heter. He's Mifapeya in the Heter. So over here, the Rishonim, and because of that, we require Shishim. But he says, even though we have Shishim, but in the area of Junction, he has to peel off. But here, in the area of Junction, there is a greater concentration of Blie than in the Reishe. Because in the Reishe, there is no Shamnunis in Nila Chatiche. Whereas here, so there is Shamnunis, there is a great... There is a lot of shamnunis in the heta de kechtiche, and mimele that converts the yisa de kechtiche also into shamei. So mimele, so true, it's mifapeya bechulei, and mimele we require shishim, but even if we have shishim, in the area of junction, there is a greater concentration of blie than in the area of junction in the reishe, because in the area of junction in the reishe, everything is kochush. Here, everything is shamei as a result of the heta being kochush. So that's why he says that maybe it's more proper to peel off kidinitile, but the whole apoch has kidinitile. This is how the Gor explains. All right, now let's see. Im habosor shenim lachimei hu shamav shem agiluch doa shebeit shor samru vatu im mok shenora kidinitile smokim hu poch has kidinitile v'chol ze lin yachticha atzma shoy achilev dobu shoy dobu. All right, now Sifra Fres Vima Bosa Shinim Lachshomim Vafilu Bishim Negit Ktsas Koshe Dabu Lumeim Aribus Yeser Afilu Bikochish Legamre Kidilil Sof Simen Hei Vitzli. So the Gro explains that, in other words, that the Mechaba means when he says Vima Bosa Shinim Lachim Yishomim Afilu Bishim Negit Uknikone Shebei, even though the Yeser is only an Issa Mirabonon. So you could say, when do we say that by Dovah Shomein, when the Heter is Shomein? When by Dovah, so then, the Heter is Mifapeya the Yisea. So Mimele, it asks Bechulei require Shishim, only if it's in question, if an Issa Rais is involved. But here, all that is at stake is an Issa Rabonon, and after all, there are certain poskim who say that if the heter is the shomein and the yisar is not the shomein, so then it doesn't tasa bekolei because ein anesa yochel yisosa yisam in Israel. But the mechaber paskens differently, so one could argue that even the mechaber, when is he machmir in the case where the heter is shomein, even though the yisar is kochush, only when the yisar rice is involved, but where the yisar the chtichas yisar consists of an yisar rabbanon. So then the Mechaber is also Meikil. So Kamashmul, no, he is Machmir, even if an Israel Rabbanon is involved. This is how the Gro answers the Shach's Kashi. Alright, that I mentioned last time when we talked about the Mechaber. Alright, so but he has that Kashi, Koshe, the Havel Lemeima, Ribuse Yeseya, Afilu Bikoch Legamre. And from this Shach, it's Mashma that the Shach did not explain the Mechaber the way the Prichodosh and the Gro did, but the Shach understood the Mechaber the way the Or HaShulchan understood it. Because you see, even the Shach, because the Shach uses Loshen, Ksas Koshe, the Havel Lemeima Ribuse Yeser, Afilu Bikochosh Ligamre, Kidril. So if the Shach understood the Mechaber and Siftes the way the Or HaShulchan does, so then we understand. He says, because according to the Shulchan's Pshat in the Mechaber in this Siv mentions three levels. Kochosh Ligamre, moderate Lishamen, Shomen Ligamre. So, what is an example of moderate Lishamen? That is not Kochosh Ligamre, nor is it Shomen Ligamre. Shomen Agit, Uknukom Ishebei, Vakremis, the membrane of the Chilef Chatiche. So, that's not as shomein as the chilev itself, you see. It's not as shomein as the chilev itself. And you see, according to the Grosgir, say, you also have to say that the membrane, so even though it's affected with the Issa Deraise, but it's not shomein, because he says, according to the Gro and the Prichodosh, v'akrumeis yesh lahachme v'atzricha nitras mokein, but we don't require shishim, why not? Because the krumeis, let's say that it involves and it's affected with the Yisachil of Midaraise. But Shaman it isn't. It's Kochosh. The membrane is Kochosh. So then he says, "V'mochilav mamish, not the membranes that is shomein." So then it's orshish levadlan. So.